This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is suspending work at a state water quality lab after accusing another employee of data manipulation. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The state has now accused two of its veteran chemists of manipulating water quality test results. One chemist resigned after the allegations emerged earlier this year. The other was put on leave last week. Dr. Ned Kalange is the state's chief medical officer. While he said the situation is serious, there's no immediate threat to public health or an indication the chemists meant to cause harm.
We don't have any evidence there was intent in doing this other than to try to get through the water testing day a little faster.
The tests in question measured metals in systems serving nearly 70 small towns, HOAs, and other water districts. The state has paused all work at the lab. It's also working with the EPA to determine next steps. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Cutting chronic absenteeism in schools is one of the State Department of Education's new strategic goals. A student is chronically absent if they miss more than 10% of school, or about 3 weeks. Lisa Escarcega is a member of the State Board of Education.
I don't care how great your instruction is, how great your building is, how many programs you have, if they're not there and they don't learn.
More than 30 school districts and schools have signed on to the statewide campaign called Every School Day Matters. COVID-19, flu, and the respiratory virus RSV have all been on the rise in recent weeks in Colorado, according to the state's dashboard. Health officials suggest taking extra care, especially with holiday gatherings. Denver pediatrician Dr. Sarah Lacey is with Sapphire Pediatrics.
We're all kind of responsible for everybody else, and there are people who, they've got the young babies, young children who may get easily sick, but you've also got your elderly, people who are immunocompromised for other reasons.
She recommends getting vaccinated to protect against common respiratory viruses. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.